This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel, science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And also, be sure to drop in on my website. It's mkaku.org, M-K-A-K-U.org. And it lists the four New York Times bestsellers that I've written. My latest one is The Future of Humanity, talking about the future of the space race, the future of Mars exploration, what happens when one day we go beyond the solar system to the nearby stars. And in my other New York Times bestseller, The Future of the Mind, I talk about how physics is beginning to probe the secrets of the living brain. Things that were once considered preposterous in science fiction, like telepathy, telekinesis, mind reading, or things that we see in the movies, we can actually do in the laboratory, like recording dreams. These are things that were once considered beyond the pale, and now we can do in the laboratory. And so once again, the website is mkaku.org, M-K-A-K-U.org. And also on Facebook, we have 3 million fans on Facebook and over 600,000 fans on Twitter. And in this hour, we're going to throw the lines open because it's open mic on Science Fantastic. You're not going to get a busy signal if you call 612-564-8135. You'll get a recording. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, if you're listening to radio, and the city you're calling from, and then make that comment, ask that question, and maybe you can get on national radio. So in other words, give us a call, 612-564-8135, and ask that question, make that comment, and perhaps your thoughts will be heard across the country on national radio. And just remember that some people say, well, gee, I mean, maybe I'm not smart enough, or maybe my questions are too dumb. Just remember, if you have a question, chances are thousands of other people have exactly that same so-called dumb question. And sometimes the dumb questions are the most profound questions of all. Science starts with that dumb question. That's why we have so many advances in science, precisely because people ask those dumb questions. So once again, give us a call, 612-564-8135 is the number to call. Okay, well, let's just jump right into the first listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Klish from Cupertino, California. My question relates to reactionless propulsion. And when I say reactionless, I do not mean any false impressions like electromagnetic levitation, centrifugal force, or anti-gravity, etc. Today, if I tell anyone about a concept for reactionless propulsion, everyone suggests me to first develop a theory which would be hundreds of times harder than just conducting the experiment and finding it out. On the other hand, whenever we enabled frictionless motion, I mean invention of wheel, the actual theory was followed thousands of years later. Why is this contrast? Has the theoretical advancement become a barrier to non-incremental experimentation? Especially because current theories, which by the way are great for incremental stuff, but we do not know whether they will even turn out to be consistent with the reactionless propulsion.
Well, first of all, I'll give you a reaction to your question about a reactionless repulsion, and then I'll give you some advice about what to do with your theory. First of all, we have Newton's three laws of motion, and reactionless repulsion would violate the third law. Let's go through the three laws very simply. The first law of motion, you know, if you go ice skating, and that is an object in motion, stays in motion unless acted on by an outside force. So if I have an ice puck, for example, and I throw it on an ice rink, it seems to go on forever. In fact, it will go on forever if it wasn't for friction, which is an outside force. So in outer space, if you are in motion in outer space, in principle, you go forever without stopping. And that's how our space probes can go all the way out to Pluto and beyond. They coast. They coast once they're in outer space. They don't need rocket fuel. They don't need large amounts of gasoline to reach Pluto. No, they simply coast because there's no friction in outer space. The second law of Newton is force is equal to mass times acceleration. That gives us equations by which we can calculate the tensions on a bridge, the tensions in a rocket ship, and the tensions in the Empire State Building. You know, when I was a kid growing up in California, I used to hear about the Empire State Building, and I used to wonder, how can they build the Empire State Building without knowing ahead of time if it's going to fall down? I mean, you can't make a model, right, of the Empire State Building that's realistic. So how do they know it's not going to fall down? Well, the answer is we have Newton's second law of motion. And that allows you to calculate the stresses on every single brick inside the Empire State Building. In fact, now that I teach physics, I actually give students problems like that, calculate the tensions inside a bridge. Next, we have Newton's third law of motion, which deals with reaction. The third law of motion is known to every child who's ever blown up a balloon. When you release the air on the balloon goes shooting out in the opposite direction. So air goes in one way out the nozzle, and the balloon goes the other direction. That is action-reaction. Now, what this listener proposes is a reactionless propulsion. That is, propulsion like a rocket ship without the rocket. That is, without the exhaust. Now, that'd be great. For example, if I have a reactionless propulsion for a gun, I can shoot the gun and not feel the recoil. But if you ever fired a gun, and I fired many guns because I was in the United States military for about 2 years, when I fired machine guns when I was in the military, I realized that there was a back reaction on my shoulder. And therefore, you have to sort of grit your teeth knowing that when you fire a machine gun, you're going to get that rapid fire reaction on your shoulder, which could actually hurt. Now, same thing with rockets. If you have a reactionless propulsion system, it means you can have the rocket without the fuel. In other words, it would take off pretty much all by itself because you need the fuel for action, and then the reaction is motion in the forward direction. Well, so far we see no violation of Newton's third law of motion. We have skyscrapers, rockets, bulldozers, buildings. At no point do we see a violation of Newton's third law of motion. That's why some people think that the search for a reactionless propulsion is futile. Now, let's say you have a theory, then what are you going to do about it? Some people are hesitant to publish that theory because then your rivals will scoop you and steal your invention. Well, what you ought to do is several things. One, get a patent. In fact, you may want to consult with a patent attorney to get that patent. However, many patent officers require a model that works. Well, let me take a short commercial break, and after that break, I'll give you a word of advice if you have a great invention and you want to make sure that no one steals your idea. Once again, give us a call. 612-564-8135 is the number to call if you want to get on Science Fantastic.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. If you want to ask a question, make a comment, give us a call at 612-564-8135. When you hear the recording, leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment right to the tape, and maybe your thoughts will be heard on national radio. Well, before the break, we had a question about reactionless propulsion. Many people have tried to create that, because then you could basically have motion without the rocket fuel. Think about that. Rockets without rocket fuel. However, Newton's has the last word. For every action, there's a reaction. And we know that because we've tested it on rockets, airplanes, we've tested it on bulldozers, skyscrapers. Every time there's an action, there is a reaction. And that's codified in something called the conservation of momentum. So, sorry about that. If you weren't an inventor, I would suggest you try to invent something else other than something that violates Newton's third law of motion. However, if you do have a theory, what are the steps that you should pursue? Well, first of all, you may want to take a patent out on it. However, I warn you that if you have a patent for a perpetual motion machine, usually they ask for a demonstration model.
So many people over the centuries have claimed to have created a perpetual motion machine, energy from nothing. In fact, in antiquity, going back thousands of years, enterprising inventors would go to the king and claim that they can get energy for free. Usually it was some kind of spinning wheel of some sort. And of course, because of friction, you basically lose energy and have to add energy from the outside. But anyway, over thousands of years, people have tried to get inventions sponsored by the king, in which case they could become millionaires in the process. However, after centuries of analyzing all these perpetual motion machines, we physicists have come to the conclusion that there's something called the conservation of energy, which in turn is a byproduct of Newton's laws of motion. So in other words, the patent office will ask you for a demonstration model. Don't just think you can create something in the laboratory and become an instant millionaire. However, I do suggest that if you do have an idea, patent it. Talk to a patent attorney. Or if you simply want recognition for your idea and not necessarily to commercialize it, publish it in a magazine. There's several magazines you can submit it to. There's Physical Review, which is the magazine of my organization, the American Physical Society. It is the premier American physics magazine, Physical Review. There's also a European magazine, Nuclear Physics, for example, published by Elsevier Publishers in Europe. They are one of the leading publishers of nuclear information papers in the nuclear field. So if you have an idea and you don't want to patent it, but you want recognition for that theory, then you may want to send it to these magazines, and then you will get a referee. Sometimes more than one referee. In fact, I referee other people's papers all the time. Magazines send me articles to referee for their magazine. In fact, just last week, I got an article that a magazine wanted me to referee an article about astronautics of interstellar space travel. So those are the paths you can take if you have an idea and you don't want someone else to steal that idea. By the way, don't take it personally. Sometimes the referees can be brutal, but they'll be honest with you. The referee will tell you honestly why they think your idea is great or why it's a bunch of nonsense. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
So you know how you can lucid dream? Oh, this is Armand again from Queens. I'm listening on YouTube. So you know how you lucid dream? I was wondering if there's a... One day you can build technology to make you able to control your dreams while you're sleeping, so you can actually function on like in a virtual world while you're sleeping, while you're getting like a good night deep sleep. Alright, thank you very much for that, and I love your show, and have a great day. Bye.
Okay, good. Well, just a few years ago, if you were to ask a question to a scientist about lucid dreaming, they would have considered you to be a crackpot. Well, not anymore. Lucid dreaming, that is the idea that you can control the progress of a dream, is actually correct. There are lucid dreamers who've been subjected to an MRI scan. When they fall asleep inside an MRI machine that analyzes blood flow. It turns out that when you dream, the blood to the prefrontal cortex, which is the thinking part of your brain behind your forehead, shuts down. That's why your dreams become fantastic. They violate all the laws of logic, not just the laws of physics. They violate the laws of logic because the front part of your brain is drained of blood when you dream. And then MRI scans show that the center part of your brain, that is the amygdala, lights up like a Christmas tree. And that's the seat of nightmares, the seat of emotions, the amygdala. And that's one reason why many of your dreams are nightmarish. So it turns out that people who are lucid dreamers have an active prefrontal cortex while the amygdala lights up. Both areas of the brain light up. So in other words, it's true. Not only that, but when you dream, you are paralyzed. So how do you talk to someone who's a lucid dreamer. You give them a piece of electrode in their hand, and you ask them to squeeze it. Even though they are paralyzed when they dream, they have the ability to squeeze gently an electrode in their hand. And that's how you can communicate. That's how you can actually talk to someone who's dreaming and communicate with them. And they can communicate with you by squeezing this electrode. This has actually been done now at the Max Planck Institute in Leipzig, Germany. They put a German who claimed to be a lucid dreamer inside the machine, and bingo, the prefrontal cortex was fully lit up even as he was in REM dreaming state. So in other words, lucid dreaming is scientifically possible. Then the next question is, how do you become a lucid dreamer? It turns out that Buddhist texts going back centuries have given people lessons as to how to become a lucid dreamer so that you can control the direction of your dreams. You can Google it. Some of these things are common sense. One is that just before you go to bed, you have a notebook. You see, when you wake up right after a dream, you forget the dream within a matter of seconds. Within a matter of seconds, the memory of that dream simply disappears forever. So have a notebook. Write down the dream. Get in the habit of writing down the dream as soon as you have it, as soon as you wake up. Second, prime yourself. That is, before going to bed, say to yourself, I'm going to be a lucid dreamer tonight. I'm going to be awake. I'm going to control the direction of my dream. So get in that frame of mind that you are going to control the direction of your dream when you dream that night. Now, of course, we can't guarantee that you're going to become a lucid dreamer. However, the lessons are centuries old as to how to control the direction of your dreams. This is not science fiction anymore. We actually can do it now in the laboratory. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. My name is Tim. I'm calling you from Dallas, Texas. My question regards dark matter. Is dark matter just matter that we cannot observe via visible light, or is it just something nebulous and unknown in the universe? I know that it makes up so much of the universe, and we don't know very much about it. So your thoughts on the matter would be very well appreciated. Thank you very much.
Okay, good question. Well, every high school textbook has to be rewritten. All the high school textbooks say that the universe is basically made out of atoms, but that's not true anymore. We know that there's something called dark matter, which outweighs ordinary matter by a factor of maybe up to 10. Now, how do we know that? First of all, the galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy, well, unfortunately, I have to take a short commercial break, but after the break, we're going to talk about dark matter. How do we know it exists? How do we have maps of dark matter, and what is it anyway, and why is it important? Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 and ask your question. Make that comment about science.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Engineering teams are extensively evaluating the aftermath of Friday's earthquake, described as the most powerful in a century.
Surveying our bridges, our roads, any area there could be a fault line that is not easily detectable to make sure that passengers on our rails as well as our commuters are safe.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul said, fortunately, there have been no reports of injury or damages. The U.S. currently has no intentions of conducting an independent inquiry into the deaths of 7 aid workers from the World Central Kitchen in Gaza. John Kirby, White House National Security Council spokesman, said the administration is reviewing the findings of the investigation conducted by the Israeli government. According to a recent report from Microsoft, the Chinese government is running counterfeit social media profiles posing as U.S. voters and inquiring about their opinions on American political matters. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day, Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open because this is open mic on Science Fantastic. How many times have you watched the TV or listened to the radio or read the newspaper and something hits you? Something about the space program. Something about the mind. Something about human evolution. About medicine. And you are stumped and there's no one to talk to. Well, you can talk to me. You can give me a call at 612-564-8135. You know, I was on a book tour years ago, and a guy comes up to me once after my talk, and he says, "You have to answer my question. You just have to answer my question." And I said to him, "Well, that's very nice. I'll answer your question, but why do I have to answer your question?" And then he said, "Because if you don't answer my question, I may have to wait another 10, 20 years before another theoretical physicist comes by and can answer this question." And I was taken aback. And I thought to myself, and I said, he's right. You know, there are very few theoretical physicists in this world. And how many of them are going to be passing through this small town, signing copies of his book, answering detailed questions about string theory, about Einstein's theory of general relativity, about the unified field theory. So anyway, the point here is, if you want to ask a question, give us a call at 612-564-8135. You get a recording. Leave your name, call letter to the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment, and perhaps you can get on national radio. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener. Oh, by the way, I forgot. I have to answer the question about dark matter before we move on. Dark matter was first found by astronomers decades ago, but it was dismissed because it was too preposterous. For example, the Milky Way galaxy spins. It looks like a pinwheel, in fact, but it spins 10 times too fast. By rights, it should fly apart. In which case, the Earth should have been flung into outer space billions of years ago. But the Milky Way galaxy is quite stable, and we see these galaxies everywhere in the universe that are very stable, but all of them are spinning about 10 times too fast. Either this means that Newton was wrong, and we are very reluctant to give on Newton's laws of gravity. Either Newton was wrong, or there's a new form of matter in a halo surrounding the galaxy, keeping the galaxy intact, preventing it from flying apart. That's dark matter. Now we have maps of dark matter. Dark matter is invisible because when you photograph these galaxies, we don't see a halo around these galaxies at all. We just see a pinwheel. But they're stable, and they spin 10 times too fast, and we now have maps of dark matter. When light goes through glass, it bends light. So how do you know that there's glass inside your glasses? Well, glass is invisible. So how do you know that there's glass inside your glasses? Because light bends when it goes through your glass, and that's why you have eyeglasses. Same thing with dark matter. When light goes through this invisible matter, it bends. Then, using a computer, we can calculate how much dark matter there is by calculating how much bending of light there is. And you can Google it. You can actually see maps of dark matter reconstructed using computers looking at the bending of starlight. Well, let's take a short break, and afterwards we'll talk about what is dark matter anyway, and why should you care? Once again, this is Science Fantastic. Give us a call, 612-564-8135, and ask that question that you've always wanted to ask on national radio.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the maraschino cherry. 5,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Before the break, we had a question about something that is requiring us to rewrite all the high school textbooks, and that is the presence of dark matter. What is it, and why should we care? Well, first of all, as we mentioned before, we have maps of dark matter, which surrounds the Milky Way galaxy, holding the galaxy together so that it doesn't fly apart. And the next question is, what is dark matter made of? Well, the short answer is, we don't know. There's a Nobel Prize waiting for that person who can finally tell us what dark matter is. However, there are many theories. The leading theory is that it's a new particle. We call it the photino, a particle that is the companion to the photon, which is a particle of light. The photino is invisible, is predicted by a theory called string theory, which is what I do for a living, and it is plentiful and invisible, but has mass. These are exactly the characteristics you want dark matter to have. You want it to have gravity, so it holds the galaxy together. You want it to be invisible, because we don't see anything with our telescopes when we look for that halo surrounding the galaxy. And this particle is predicted by string theory. String theory has not been proven, but it simply says that all matter consists of vibrations. Vibrations of a tiny rubber band. When the rubber band vibrates in different frequencies, you get different subatomic particles. Now, why don't scientists all uniformly agree with string theory? It's a controversial theory. Among other things, it states that the universe is not three-dimensional at all. We think that everything is three-dimensional. You can describe everything by its length, width, and height. However, string theory says that there are 11 dimensions, that our universe is a bubble floating in a much larger hyperspace universe. That's controversial. That's why some people don't like string theory at all, because it forces you to confront a many worlds. The idea that our universe is not just one bubble that's expanding, an idea given to us by Einstein, but there could be many bubbles out there, a multiverse of universes. Now, there is another way to explain dark matter, and that is, if there are these other universes, then matter can exist, stars can exist in these other universes. If these two universes are close together, we would feel the effect of gravity from this other universe, but it would be invisible, because light can only move in our bubble. Therefore, if you hover in hyperspace, you are invisible, but you exert gravity. But that's exactly what dark matter is. It's invisible, but exerts gravity. Now, that is a pretty wild theory, a theory that we are very close to a parallel universe where there are parallel galaxies out there, and that's what causes the halo. Well, personally, I believe in the first theory. That is, for the photino, that is a particle of the photon, is the origin of dark matter. And why should we care? Well, first of all, we are here today because of dark matter. If it wasn't for dark matter, the galaxy would have been split apart, would have been flung apart billions of years ago. And if it does turn out that dark matter is consisted of these higher resonances of the string, it'll prove one of the greatest theories of all time. That string theory is, in fact, the theory of everything. The theory that explains the entire universe. The fabled unified field theory, the theory of everything. But that's another story. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hello, sir. This is Bear, spelled B-A-I-R, Bear Cloth. I found your question on Twitter, and I'm from Medford, Massachusetts. And my science question is, in this universe, is a black hole the other side of the Big Bang in a different universe? Thanks.
Well, at first your idea sounds ridiculous and preposterous, but actually there are physicists, colleagues of mine, who actually published papers in this idea. And this idea is very simple, and that is, if we have black holes, why can't we have white holes? In fact, Stephen Hawking wrote papers on this, the fact that somewhere in the universe there should be the opposite of a black hole, which is a white hole. A white hole, instead of absorbing matter, actually excretes matter, shoots matter out. And then the question is a white hole on the other side of a black hole? Well, we'll talk about that after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Before the break, we had a question about white holes. So let me explain. First of all, the laws of physics can run forward or backwards in time. For example, if I get a motion picture and I reverse the direction of time, then, well, bizarre things happen. Food comes out of your mouth and reforms to give you breakfast right in front of you. Dead people come out of graves and reassemble to become living people. So if you ran the videotape backwards, it would be very strange, but possible. Unlikely, highly unlikely that food will come out of your mouth and reform to create the fried egg that you had this morning, but possible. So if you have a black hole that absorbs matter like a vacuum cleaner, then a white hole should also be possible. Unlikely, but possible. But we've looked for white holes and we have not found any at all. But white holes are actually rather convenient because if everything falls into a black hole, then maybe it spews out the other end as a white hole in another universe. Now, this idea was actually made possible by Einstein himself. In 1935, he asked himself a simple question. If you fall into a black hole, does all matter basically die at that point? What happens to the matter? Maybe it funnels out into another universe. So think of a black hole as being a funnel. A funnel where everything comes in, nothing comes out. But on the other end of the funnel, there's a reverse funnel that's upside down and is attached to the original funnel. So you have two funnels. One funnel, which is the black hole, which absorbs everything, and the other funnel shoots out matter, and that's a white hole. And then several of my colleagues have said, maybe that's the Big Bang. Maybe the Big Bang is really connected to a parent universe. Now, as bizarre as this sounds, this is compatible with an idea called inflation. And inflation, in turn, is the leading theory of the Big Bang. It turns out that Alan Guth at MIT proposed the idea of inflation several decades ago. It fits the data. He may eventually win the Nobel Prize for this theory called inflation, which says that our universe can peel off baby universes. So think of a soap bubble, and the soap bubble can peel off baby soap bubbles, and you have this continual peeling off of baby universes. In other words, big bangs are happening all the time. Every time you have a peeling off of a baby universe, a black hole becomes a white hole. As preposterous as this sounds, it is compatible with all the data. When you look at the data from our Big Bang, it is compatible with the idea that these Big Bangs happen all the time. Now, does that prove it? No. It only shows that our particular universe seems to have originated from a peeling process from a parent universe. But it is not proof. Proof, we may have to go to another satellite called LISA, Laser Interferometry Space Antenna, which is going to be a gravity wave detector in outer space, which may give us baby pictures of the instant of creation. The instant of creation, the exact microsecond when the baby universe emerged out of the womb, and the hope is we'll detect evidence of an umbilical cord that connects our baby universe to a parent universe. Sounds crazy? Yeah, but hey, this is what we do for a living. We physicists look at the data, and no matter where the data takes us, that's where we go. And so far, our data takes us in the direction of inflation, which in turn makes possible a multiverse of universes. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Fred Kushner. I'm in Colorado. I'm not currently listening to, but I do listen to our Colorado Public Broadcasting Station. And my question is, if the maximum speed limit for any object or electromagnetic radiation in space-time is the speed of light, why is it that space-time itself can expand faster than the speed of light? That would be wonderful if we could answer that question for me. I'm confused.
Okay, well, Einstein's statement that nothing can go faster than the speed of light is slightly incorrect. A more precise statement would be nothing material can go faster than the speed of light. You see, nothing can go faster than the speed of light. I repeat, nothingness can go faster than the speed of light. In other words, nothing can stretch faster than the speed of light. Now, the Big Bang was when we had this explosion of a tiny area which stretched to give us the universe of today. And that stretching process was not material. It was just emptiness. Empty space can expand faster than the speed of light. But material objects cannot go faster than the speed of light. So, for example, here's an example from my youth. When I was a kid, I used to take a flashlight, and I would sweep across the night sky with the flashlight. The flashlight went from one end of the universe to the other end of the universe, thousands and thousands of light years in the other direction. And I said to myself, now, wait a minute. I just violated Einstein's theory of relativity, because the image that sweeps across the sky is going faster than the speed of light. Well, I'm a physicist now, and now I realize that, yes, the image went faster than the speed of light, but material objects, that is photons, particles of light, each particle of light did not go faster than the speed of light. Here's another example. Let's say I have a bomber that drops a whole bunch of bombs in a string, and I'm on the ground, and I watch all these bombs hit the ground. Each bomb is moving very slowly as it slowly falls toward the earth. But when I look at the image point of where the bombs hit the ground, and then rapidly go bum, 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 bum in a line, I realize that that can go faster than the velocity of the bomb itself. So in other words, the image can go faster than the speed of light because it's not material, but not the bomb itself. Okay, well, unfortunately, we have run out of time in this segment of Science Fantastic. Once again, you can always give us a call at 612-564-8135 and leave that question, make that comment, and perhaps you can get on national radio. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.